Okay, so you're here with us on the deep dive, which means you've probably got a WordPress website that you want more people to see.
Yeah, pretty much right. You want to boost that SEO ranking. And I know you've probably seen a ton of articles about it already.
Oh yeah, for sure. SEO can feel a little overwhelming, like a maze where the walls are constantly moving.
But don't worry, we've got a fantastic article to guide us through all of that.
That's right. We're using Boost SEO Ranking with these four WordPress website tips by Chris Bradley. He's the co-founder of Double Dome Digital Marketing, so he definitely knows his stuff when it comes to getting your website seen.
He does. And for this deep dive, what we're going to do is pull out the most actionable stuff from this article, things that you can put to work right away to improve your visibility on search engines.
Exactly. And when we say search engines, we're mainly talking about Google, right?
Right. Google's the big one. So let's talk about why this all matters, why SEO is so important for you.
Okay, yeah, break it down for us.
All right, so search engine optimization, or SEO, is basically about making sure your website shows up as high as possible in search results.
You want to be at the top of that list when people search for something related to your site.
Exactly, because the higher you rank, the more likely people are to actually click on your link and visit your website.
And for anyone with a WordPress website, that means more traffic, more potential customers, and more growth for your business or whatever you're doing online.
More visibility, more opportunity.
Now, Chris's article talks about how complex SEO can be and how Google's always changing its algorithms.
Oh yeah, it's wild actually. Mozilla reported that Google updates its algorithm like thousands of times every year.
Thousands. Seriously, how can anyone keep up with that?
Right, it's practically impossible to predict every little change, but that's where Chris's advice comes in.
So he's not trying to give us a magic formula.
No, what he's giving us are these really solid fundamental principles for website design and development, things that will always be important no matter how much Google tweaks its algorithms.
So it's about focusing on the core things that matter.
Exactly. And his first big tip is all about high-quality content.
Okay, so what does high quality actually mean when it comes to SEO?
Well, you have to remember that Google's main goal is to give people the most relevant and valuable information for their searches.
So it's about creating content that your target audience actually wants to read and find useful.
Right. You want them to visit your website and think, wow, this is exactly what I was looking for. This is so helpful.
And if they're engaged in spending time on your site, that sends positive signals to Google.
Absolutely. And Chris also talks about the importance of keeping your content fresh and updated.
So it's not a set it and forget it kind of thing.
Nope. You got to keep adding new stuff and updating old content to keep it relevant and engaging.
Okay, that makes sense. So let's move on to his second tip, which is all about loading speeds.
And this is especially important for mobile devices.
Right, because everyone's on their phones these days.
Exactly. If your website takes forever to load on a phone, people are just going to hit that back button and go somewhere else.
Oh yeah, I do that all the time.
We all do, and that tells Google that your website isn't providing a good user experience, which can really hurt your ranking.
So how do we fix that?
Well, Chris suggests focusing on simple, streamlined web design.
So no unnecessary clutter or huge images that take forever to load.
Right. You want everything to be clean, efficient, and load quickly.
He also mentions voice search, which is becoming more and more important.
Yeah. Think about how people are using their phones to search for things.
They're talking to their phones now.
Exactly. So your content needs to be optimized for that too.
Okay, so make it mobile friendly and voice search friendly. Got it.
Now, his third tip is all about meta title tags.
Okay, I'm gonna be honest, I'm not sure I know what those are.
So meta title tags are basically the headlines that you see in search results. They're those blue clickable links that tell you what a web page is about.
And they're also what shows up in the tab at the top of your browser.
Right, and even though you don't actually see them on the web page itself, they're super important for SEO.
Because they help Google understand what your page is about?
Exactly, and if you use the right keywords in your title tags, it's much easier for people to find your website when they're searching for something specific.
So it's like giving Google a clear roadmap of what your site's all about.
And Chris suggests using geographic information in your title tags too.
So if you have a local business, you should mention your city or region in the title tags.
That way, people searching for something in your area are more likely to find you.
Okay, so those are meta title tags. What about his fourth and final tip?
So this one's all about encouraging customers to recommend your content.
So basically getting people to share your stuff on social media.
Exactly, because when people share your content, it's like a personal recommendation.
And it gives you way more exposure than just relying on search engines.
Plus, people trust recommendations from their friends more than they trust advertising.
Makes sense, but Chris also warns against spamming or faking recommendations.
Oh yeah, definitely authenticity is key here. You want genuine shares from people who actually like your content.
Okay, so let's recap all four of Chris's tips to boost your WordPress SEO.
Number one, prioritize high-quality content and keep it updated.
Number two, make sure your website loads quickly, especially on mobile devices.
Number three, choose your meta title tags carefully using specific and relevant keywords.
And number four, encourage your customers to recommend your content on social media, but keep it authentic.
Now, Chris makes it clear that Google's SEO algorithms are pretty sophisticated.
So there's no magic bullet, right?
Nope. It's all about consistently making small improvements to your website.
So it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Exactly. And over time, those small improvements will add up and help you rank higher in search results.
And if you ever feel lost or need help, Chris recommends seeking out some experienced WordPress support.
Definitely having an expert on your side can make a huge difference.
So what we've learned today is that optimizing your WordPress website for SEO isn't some big mystery.
It's really about giving your audience what they want, making sure their experience on your website is smooth and positive, and helping Google understand exactly what your website has to offer.
And even making small, consistent changes can lead to big improvements in your search rankings over time.
So don't get overwhelmed. Just take it one step at a time and remember that SEO is a long game.
Now, here's a final thought for you. What's one piece of valuable content that you can create or update today that will connect with your audience and also boost your SEO? Think about it.
And that wraps up our deep dive into SEO for WordPress. Thanks for joining us.
We'll see you next time.